Sears, leftist Virginia school officials would never treat their own kids how they treated others. By Ian Hanchett on January 20, 2023. On Thursday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Evening Edit, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, R., slammed education officials in Virginia who failed to notify children of merit awards they received by stating that they don't live by these kind of rules. I guarantee that if it had been their child who had earned these awards, they would let their kids know. Sears said, HR, we have schools that are withholding information that is crucial to a child's success. We're talking about free tuition. We're talking about recognizing achievement. My God, when did that become controversial, Liz? She added, Governor Youngkin had to put in proposed legislation that says, if my child has earned an award, earned some kind of recognition as a result of the good things that he has done as the work he's put out, you will not withhold that information from him. My God, I'm just in shock. You're waiting for the next shoe to drop. What is wrong with these schools? What is wrong with these school boards? It blows your mind. Sears further stated, I've got to tell you, we don't like to play these political games, but folks, we've got to call a spade a spade. These are ultra-leftist Democrats who are doing this because you know that they always know what's best for the rest of us, except they don't live by these kind of rules. I guarantee that if it had been their child who had earned these awards, and maybe we ought to investigate if they had children who had earned these awards, did they keep them from getting these awards, their own children? Or did they pass them through and it's all the rest of us who suffered? She added that this is why she has pushed for school choice and the response of teachers' unions, as we know best for the parents. And do you know what parents they're talking about? Black and brown parents, because they're assuming that we're all dumb. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.